Welcome back to the Galveston Ghost Podcast, produced at the Seawall Studios of RadioGalveston.com. In fact, as we record this, I'm looking out over a beautiful beach, people playing on the beach, and we are in day number one of the required masks here in Galveston. So people look like they're doing a good job social distancing, and the ghost bus tours that we do here at the Galveston Experience Company are fully operational. Just to let people know, we've had a lot of calls about how are we handling social distancing. We're keeping non-related groups 6 feet apart, and everybody on the bus gets a mask. If you don't have a mask, we'll provide it for free just as part of the whole experience. We want you to be safe as you hear about Galveston's haunted history. So today, one of my favorite people that I met a year ago when we were putting the whole Galveston Experience Company and the Ghost Bus Tours together is Michelle. She's the owner of Blue Boutique by the Beach. She's actually down on 25th and Strand. And if you've been on the Ghost Bus Tour, you've seen a couple of videos that she provided us, a security video of a heavy glass lamp moving all by itself and falling over, and another picture flying off the wall. So she's going to tell us a little bit about not just those and how that happened, but also she's got another story that she's going to share with us. And I've talked to a few of her employees as well over the past year, and each one of them reports a lot of crazy activities there in the store, especially later at night. She's got a couple of stories of things that actually even happen in the morning hours. So we'll get with her in just a second. Want to also let you know that the Radio Galveston that produces the podcast just launched a brand new website, RadioGalveston.com. Check that out, and you can see an old archive photo of yours truly back from the days the earth was cooling and dinosaurs roamed the earth. And we're also real happy about a brand new app that we launched, and you can listen to this podcast and others on it as well. It's called the Galveston Digital Island Guide, and you can download it from galveston.vip, not .com, but galveston.vip, or if you just go to your favorite app store, the Google or the Apple store, search Galveston, should be the first one that comes up there, the Galveston Digital Island Guide. And there is a ton of stuff. So if you're thinking about coming to visit the island, or just want to learn, do a little research about the island, it is a fantastic resource. And we've actually even included a few virtual tours on there. There is a tree carving tour, the Turtles About Town tour, and a free virtual tour of the beautiful Moody Mansion. And we're also, no one knows about this, you're hearing about it first here right now, we're also probably within the next one, certainly no more than 2 weeks from the date we're producing this, we're going to be conducting a Galveston ghost hunt. This is something, it's kind of like a ghost treasure hunt you'll be able to do around town. And that'll be all app-based, so you can keep your social distancing, hear about Galveston's haunted history, and have some experiences yourself. And we're also working on putting together an overnight stay at the Gingerbread House. Of course, the last five episodes previous to this were all about the Gingerbread House. And if you've not heard those, definitely go back and check those out, because it is quite a place and definitely one of the more haunted spots on Galveston Island. So now let's go back to the bar at Blue Boutique and talk to Michelle. So we're sitting at the bar at Blue with Michelle. Michelle, how you doing?
I'm doing well, doing well.
We're recording this on day one of Masks Day for Galveston, and so we all got our masks on here. But I met Michelle more than a year ago when we were looking for a place to house the ghost bus tours. And we were looking at a place right across the street, and come to find out that not only do we have our history in kind, we're both from Wisconsin, but we also have that whole ghost thing. And so anybody who's been on the Ghost Bus Tour has seen a crazy video of some things moving on their own here at Blue, a little poltergeist activity. The videos that we show are just really kind of the tip of the iceberg. You were telling me there's some other stuff going on here?
Yeah, so not too long ago, we hired a new girl, and so she was on her second day working the store. So it was her and I was training her, and there were two ladies in here that were customers. So that was it. It was early morning, and this always seems to happen when we have any kind of incidences in here. It always seems to be early morning, right when we first open. So it was just the new employee, myself, and then the two shoppers. We checked them out, and they were getting ready to walk out the door. And if you've ever been in here, I've got like kind of a teal colored sparkly piano. And all of a sudden, the piano ting to ting 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 just starts playing. And in the back of my head, I'm thinking, no, don't, because I didn't dare tell the new employee, you know, hey, sometimes we have these little incidences and, you know, we just don't pay attention to it. And she was looking at me and I was looking at her and I said, what? And she goes, did you hear that? And I said, hear what? And we just kind of stood there and I didn't say anything. And the two ladies were getting ready to check out and they started looking at each other. So they walked over here by the piano. And nothing. And I was like, okay, you know, let's just ignore the whole situation. So they were getting ready to walk out the door again. Ting, to ting, ting, ting. And of course, right away I said, okay, listen, let me tell you. So I had to explain the whole thing. So the two ladies that were standing there, they were just like, oh my gosh, out the door as fast as they could get out. And I told my new girl, I go, look, it just happens every once in a while. It's not a big deal. Don't even worry about it. I really liked her. She was a great employee, and I did not want her to go running out the door, too.
The building where Blue is, of course, is right next to the train station at 25th and the Strand. And this used to be the old Panama Hotel. And I'm certain with the history of the hotel and, you know, Galveston in the early days was a pretty wild town. I'm sure there's more than one person that didn't make it out of here alive.
I don't know a whole lot of history about the building. Some people have come in and told me stories, and that, nothing that I can say for a fact is true. We've just had little bitty things here and there. So we did have a customer come in one time that knew the previous owner, and she was telling me some of the things that had happened in here. And did I ever experience any of those? And I said, no, I've never experienced anything like that. You know, told her about the lamp and, you know, the picture. We'll come in the mornings and things have fallen off racks, and, you know, or we'll be standing behind the register and we hear a big kaboom and, you know, things go flying.
So the lamp she was talking about is a big, heavy, I just found out today, it's a Waterford crystal, actually, mm-hmm. pineapple lamp. The base kind of looks like a pineapple. And she was nice enough to give us a security video of this thing, moving and falling over all by itself. She was able to catch it before it crashed to the ground. But what were you talking about when the lamp...
It was crazy. So it was just me and there was a husband and wife. And again, it was early morning, had just opened up. There was nobody in the store. The music really wasn't even, I hadn't even had a chance to turn the music on, really open the registers, anything like that yet. And we were just standing there talking. You know, they were here for Galveston just to kind of get away for a few days, kind of a thing. And just out of the blue, there was nobody else in here. And that lamp, even, and the doors were open, but it wasn't like that lamp could be blown over. There was no wind, nothing like that. That lamp just, and that little counter it sits on, it gives it well enough, you know, clearance on each side of it that it wasn't like teetering or anything like that. Because I love that lamp and I would never put it on a counter that it would be teetering on to begin with. That's my favorite. And we were just standing there talking and I was listening to their story. And if that lamp just slid right over and wham, right off. And I grabbed that lamp so fast.
So the video we have was, again, it was a security video, and you can see it slide over and fall off, and it was on the upper portion of the counter, and she was able to react quick enough as it bounced off the lower part of the counter. She caught it before it went to the floor, and it's here. You can come in and Waterford Crystal's not light. It's got to weigh at least 10, I don't know, 15 pounds, whatever.
It's a heavy lamp. Yeah, it's a heavy lamp, that's for sure. Plus, it's my favorite lamp. There was no way I was going to let that fall to the ground. I reacted very fast for that one.
Michelle also shared us a video of a painting flying off the wall, and she tells us a bit more about that.
It was the same thing again. We had first opened up, and the same thing. We had two ladies in here. We were just, you know, having a great conversation, just standing here, no nothing, and this big octopus picture. And these pictures that I've got on the wall, so if you come to the building and you see it, it's all brick. It's old brick, original old brick. So what we did was I took 3/4-inch ply and covered some areas of the walls on the store because I didn't want to constantly be, you know, putting a nail into my original brick. So it is 3/4-inch ply, and it's not a nail hole. It's an actual screw that's screwed into this plywood. So every picture is up there very securely. And so, like I said, we were just standing there, and that picture, it didn't like fall off the screw because it would have slid down and hit probably six other pictures on its way. It flew, it projectiled came off the wall and landed down, and the three of us looked at each other like, oh my God.
Yeah, so I've seen that video many times because it's on our Ghost Bus tour. And my sister, who has done a lot of the podcast interviews, when I sent her the video, she slowed it down and she said that before it flies off, she said, if you look in slow motion, you can kind of see something move across toward the top. And again, it doesn't fall straight down. It kind of comes flying off the wall.
Yeah, it projects out. It doesn't just slide down the wall. It's like pushed.
So if you want to see the place where it happened, Blue is right here at 25th and the Strand. And if you'd like to see the videos, we've got them on the Ghost Bus Tour. And since we're sitting here at the bar at Blue, as we wrap this up, I think it's time for a beverage.
Beverages all the way around.
Thanks a lot, Michelle.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, Blue, just the tip of the iceberg on the paranormal activity that we've learned about on the Strand. And there are some earlier podcasts with Kathy Ketching at Mysticats. And just off the Strand is Three Doors Down. And a lot of poltergeist activity we're finding. We also got a very nice orb video from Kathy Ketching over at Mysticats. And we'd invite you to join us if you'd like to see some of these videos for yourself. Just go to galvestonexperience.com or download that Galveston Digital Island Guide. It should be the first result when you search Galveston in the Google Store or the Apple Store. And there's a page that has the podcasts. And we've actually just put up a new Haunted Galveston page. And there's some really interesting videos from my friend Joe Perez from the Texas Chronicles. In fact, Joe's going to be the guy doing the video when we do the overnight stay over at the Gingerbread House. And we've had interest from both Kathy and Mike Ketching, who own Mysticats and have got a long experience in ghost hunting, as well as Melissa Hall, the concierge and ghost guru at Hotel Galvez. So we're kind of putting together an all-star group. If you'd like to join us, we're taking names. And it's going to be a few weeks before we get all the details put together. And I think probably it's going to be so popular that we'll end up making it a regular event. And you'll be able to check the calendar at galvestonexperience.com and see when we have these overnight ghost hunts scheduled. And we'd love to have you join us. So download the Galveston Digital Guide from your favorite app store. Just search Galveston and follow our exploits on the Haunted Galveston page. We'll definitely be posting links there to all of the upcoming overnight stays, hunts, and things like that that are going to be happening. So we thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed the podcast, we'd love it if you gave us a 5-star review if you think we deserved it, and definitely tell your friends. You'll find us in all the major podcast locations. And if you've got a story you'd like to share, come and visit us. We're at 1522 Seawall, located in the Galveston Experience Company, also home of RadioGalveston.com. If you're looking for some cool beachy music and to keep track of everything that's happening on the island, check us out at RadioGalveston.com. Yeah, so maybe we'll see you out on a future ghost bus tour or just hanging out on the seawall with us. If nothing else, we'll be looking for you right here next time on the Galveston Ghost Podcast.